Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. As we check the headlines and farm news and markets and weather and the North Dakota legislative session in review from a ag perspective. Topping our farm news this morning, the Court of International Trade blocked Donald Trump's global tariffs policy for the time being. And the markets reacted? Well, they didn't. A trio of judges at the Manhattan-based trade court ruled that Trump's use of emergency law to impose the tariffs was not legal. The panel of judges ruled the power to regulate trade and commerce lays with Congress, and that simply being president does not grant him power to supersede in the name of national security, which Trump had claimed. Trump argues that the U.S.'s existing trade deficit equates to an extraordinary threat to national security and the economy. Also blocked are the U.S.'s trade levies on Canada, Mexico, and China, though steel and aluminum tariffs will stay in place as they fall under different laws. The ruling is a major setback in the Trump administration's plans to reset global trade and bring more manufacturing back to the U.S. The White House immediately issued a statement saying it would appeal the Court of International Trade's decision, saying it is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency. The United States will likely resume cattle imports by the end of this year after a halt due to the spread in Mexico of the New World screwworm pest that can devastate livestock. That, according to the USDA's chief veterinarian, the USDA indefinitely suspended cattle imports from Mexico this month, citing the pest's northward movement. The larva of the screwworm fly can devastate livestock, wildlife, and in rare cases, people, as maggots from screwworm flies burrow into the skin of animals, causing serious and often fatal damage. USDA's chief veterinary officer, Rosemary Sifford, told Reuters on the sidelines of the World Organization for Animal Health's annual assembly in Paris, "It's hard to say exactly when, but imports will resume for sure before the end of the year, unless something really dramatically changes." Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins provided an update on the USDA's ongoing partnership with Mexico to combat the fly. Rollins held a call with her Mexican counterpart and discussed the ongoing threat. She said the USDA is investing $21 million to renovate an existing fruit fly production facility in Mexico. This facility will produce 60 to 100 million additional sterile screwworm flies weekly to push the population further south in Mexico. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break. We'll be right back to check the morning markets.